So cool having so many kids needing to go up and make multiple trips for our food offerings and stuff, eh? That's pretty awesome. So this is all stuff that's contributing towards our Christmas hampers that we will be making up a dozen of those to share with our community on Christmas Eve. So that's a great start, so that's really good. So if we could get all the any donations of food or money in next week, that'll be really, really good. And then Carolyn and John are going to be... Oh, they're not... can't see them. Oh, Carolyn's there, yes. Sorry. we'll be making them up on Christmas Eve, I think, or maybe next Sunday. So that'll be really neat to bring that in. It was really good... It's really good to be together today, isn't it? Last week was a bit different, wasn't it? We had a combined service for Taranaki churches. And I don't know about you, but as I walked in, everything inside me just wanted to try to find West people to find you guys, to sit with you guys. And I was like, oh, looking, and I saw Faye and saw Margaret, and then didn't really see anyone else for a while until we got up to the top, because Libby really wanted to sit at the top. And so then we saw some others, saw Carol and Claudia, and then Ezra found Connor, and yeah, I don't know. So it was good. It was difficult to find people because there ended up being over 2,000 people there. And there were some neat parts to it. I had some feedback after the service from a regular West person who said, that man up the front said that this was church, but it wasn't. Our church is way better, and they didn't even have pencils or morning tea. Anyway, just thought I'd share that. Might be able to guess who. So do you remember the penguins that we saw released from captivity 2 weeks ago? Do you remember them? The Yellow-Eyed Penguin Trust and God. They love penguins and they love us so much. They've done significant things to help us have hope of a good future. The penguin people have given up money and energy. They've done an amazing rescue and created this purpose-built shelter. And God, the Eternal Son, has emptied himself and become human by being born as a baby to show us God and God's ways of love that always win. When we see hope in the world, like endangered penguins being rescued, cared for, and released, we see a glimpse of God at work in the world. And when we see hope in a problem we're facing that's starting to change for the better, we see a glimpse of God at work in our lives. And when we see hope in a dream beginning to come true, who's got a dream that has or is beginning to come true? I know of a couple of people that have maybe had a little, maybe it sounds a bit exaggerated or a bit, what's the word I always am? Expressive. That's a bit dramatic. That's the word, dramatic. Dreams coming true. Who's had some dreams come true recently? What are some things that people have loved and hoped for? Any hands up there? Andrea? Yeah?
Making korowai for everybody.
Awesome. Making korowai for people. That's great. Fantastic. I love that. Megan?
New house.
New house? Yay, that's a dream come true.
Still in progress.
Yeah, that's cool. I think someone over there might have a little dream come true. Someone got their driver's license this week.
Oh, yeah, me.
Woo-hoo! That's very cool. I know Ezra's had a little dream come true this week as well. Hey, Ezra.
Yes.
What was that? That's funny. I didn't think he was going to say that. He said predator-free Taranaki, which is quite cool because for his birthday, he got a rat trap to try to trap rats. And so this vision of predator-free Taranaki, which is awesome because, you know, we want to look after and care for God's creation, eh? So that's really cool. But what I thought you might say was he became a house leader this week for next year, which is pretty cool. And he's wanted to do that, hey? So That's cool. Anyone else? Any dreams come true?
Full night's sleep.
Michael Peach, welcome. It is so good to have you here. I forgot to say welcome. It is so good to have you here. A full night's sleep. Has that happened, has it?
Last night.
At Tim and Isabel's, right? Without Anne. Oh. How's Anne going?
Oh, she's a fissure. She's from mom.
Yeah?
Gets it from her mum.
Oh, we missed you guys. It's so nice to see you. In all your yellow glory. Very cool. When we see hope in our lives, so often it's a glimpse of God at work in our lives. Now, we didn't get to think about peace too much last Sunday, but if we had our West service, we would have focused on the peace that comes when we know who we are. That's knowing our identity, who we are. Our identity ultimately is that we are deeply loved children of God. And as we grow in living out this foundation, living out of this foundation, then more peace, I think, is present. And when we see peace at work in our lives and in the world, we see God at work. Like in a game of hide and seek. You know, no hide and seek. I know in our house when there's hide and seek going on, often people will peek out from their hiding spot just to get a bit of a glimpse of what's going on around them. And it's like this when we see peace in the world or peace anywhere in life, for we get a glimpse, just a little peek, of God at work in our lives and in the world. Now the penguins, they get a glimpse of peace when they discover who they really, truly are. Their identity. Because they're naturally drawn to the water's edge after being released. There's peace in knowing who we really are. Let's watch these little fellas. The anticipation, it wasn't just me feeling that. It's like, just touch the water. What do you think is going to happen next? They're going to get their feet wet? What's that? Well, they're going to what? Be eaten by seagulls? Join the seagulls. Oh. Well, you can probably guess because it's Advent and we have this banner going on. It probably involves joy. As a reminder, we get a glimpse of God when we see hope happen. We get a glimpse of God when we see peace appear. We get a glimpse of God when we see joy jump out. Joy can be found in the living out of our purpose. In the living out of our purpose. Our penguins have been released. They've been drawn towards the water. But notice what happens to their walking when the next wave rolls in. More penguins, less Andrew. Ah. When their feet touch the water, the yellow-eyed penguins are stopped in their tracks. This water, this moving water, this is what they are meant for. And they love it, don't they? They're stoked. They just stop and they're just like taking it in, aren't they? Wiggling the tail. They want more of it. So they move in the direction of their purpose. They have joy in living out of their purpose as they're discovering that. And I think there's some similarities there for us too. We too can find true joy when we live out of the peace of knowing who we are. So when we live out our identity as a loved child of God, we live in the ways of God's kingdom. And this brings us purpose. And joy flows from meaningfully living out of our purpose as loved children, building for God's kingdom. There is no limit to the types of activities this could involve. We don't need to be missionaries or church leaders or anything like that to know who we are and to build for God's kingdom. We can all do this in our everyday lives, and we can notice the joy that we have in this. God doesn't have a specific plan for our lives. God works by inviting us to identify with the truth of who we are, loved children of God. And God enables and empowers us to express this through the Holy Spirit in the everyday activities that we do. So when we see joy in the world and our lives, it's a glimpse of God at work. We can be penguin-like. And notice when the waves hit our feet. What brings us joy? Even in our lowest moments, there can be tiny little things that provide a little beam of joyous light. When does our face light up? When does our energy pick up? When does our heart leap? When does our mouth want to sing? Pausing and slowing down in life enough to notice what has happened and what is happening can help us feel joy or notice joy. And when we see joy, we get a glimpse of God at work in our lives and in the world. So, how have you experienced joy recently? I'll ask for a one-sentence response soon. Because this week, this week I felt joy when I've been involved in some things that have made me feel so alive. Things that I just love doing that I seem to be made for and that have certainly give purpose. Like on Tuesday when I took Aaron, Ezra and Libby and two of their friends out to athletics at Inglewood. I get to provide this opportunity to do all this really neat athletic stuff and encourage these kids along. In the various activities that they do out there. And I help them to be able to try new things and get to see them flourish. Oh, great joy. I love that. Or like on Wednesday when I sat down to eat Weet-Bix with a boy at breakfast club at school. He started pouring out his heart to me, which doesn't happen that often, to be honest, but he started pouring out his heart to me about not seeing his dad in over a year. And the last time they were supposed to meet up had fallen through last week. I felt deep sorrow for him, but also joy that he could share that pain with someone else. And then on Wednesday night, our leadership board and spouses had a super delicious dinner together. There were lots of laughs and enjoyment and just being together, but also in remembering God's goodness. And sorry, yeah, you weren't there, Michael. Could have been. But in remembering God's goodness to us and the church this year. So what about you? Have you got a one-sentence story about how you've experienced joy recently? What have you noticed? Sid?
I was fortunate enough to be at the prize giving at the school.
Yes.
Not the recent one, the nativity play.
Oh, yes.
And that was marvellous.
Awesome.
And then a certain Libby Sangster was awarded a prize for living the standards of the school, the qualities of the school.
Yeah. Oh, that's neat, Sid. Thank you. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, those school values, aroha, so love, kōrero, that's knowing our stories and other people's, and ora, or caring for others. So Libby has worked over the year towards that top award, which has been pretty special. Yeah. Cheers, Sid. Yes, Robin.
It's a little flat ball and he's gorgeous. And his name's TC Top Hat.
You've put him in his place already.
So
Top Cat.
Entertaining, honestly. I couldn't believe it. Never had a cat like him.
Neat. Well, may TC continue to bring you much joy.
Exactly.
Great. How else have we noticed joy, Megan? Oh, wow. Wow. How neat. Fantastic. Yay for new life. Anyone else?
I've got to put this thing on and see the people's faces around me.
Their faces as they see you in the singlet? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. Yeah. Linda? Neat.
The year it's been, there was this really upbuilding, and it's been amazing to look at. It was just cool.
Wow. Well, yeah. Oh, that's so neat. Yay for you. Jill?
Yeah. We walked the Avon Tasman and came and saw this beautiful, spectacular scenery.
Oh.
The gorgeous bay.
Yeah.
Golden sand. Just yeah.
Yay, good on you guys. What a neat thing to do. That's so beautiful there, eh? Yeah. Margaret?
My heart was filled with joy last Sunday morning at the combined service when we sang all the verses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
just so
special.
It was, eh? See all those people praising God.
That was great, eh? Yeah. Mouse?
This is the anticipation of joy.
Oh, woohoo! Yay! Great, Leah.
I have a daughter who takes after her mother now.
Woohoo!
She's now a qualified nurse.
Oh, Anna's now a qualified nurse. Yay! Great. So there's been a few graduations and stuff going on recently, isn't there, Carol?
Seeing my daughter pass her learner's license, getting to see her get all excited.
Yeah. Yay. Good stuff. And here you've been out in the car already a few times.
Yeah, it's been a long time to park. Go out there, so you appreciate that part.
Now, Claudia, you did tell me on Wednesday night, because Claudia was babysitting, what's the better word? Babysitting, whatever. You said you were going to text me if you were on the road, so I knew to stay off. But I didn't. My phone's been silent.
Yeah, I guess
it's just a battery. Oh, okay. Sorry. Cool. Hey, that's awesome. Noticing joy. Let's be noticers of joy in our lives. If you wrote a song about this stuff, and you were around joy and noticing joy and stuff like this, and if you were Pharrell Williams, it might go a little bit like this. The energy and the positivity, the diversity, the community in the song, it makes us sort of want to join in, eh? Even though I'm not a dancer. But joy can be like that, that sometimes others will feel good because of our joy. And sometimes our joy will help others out too. There's another song, a joyful song, that I just loved as well. It's sung by a girl, it's a song sung by a girl who's about 16, and her lyrics, I think, are quite a bit more important and meaningful. But, I mean, that's good, but this is so much better. She's noticed God's good stuff in her life, which is bringing her joy. But she doesn't stop there. She shares it, firstly with her cousin, and then she turns her joy into praise or giving thanks to God. There's an intro to the song that I'm going to read to you, and then we'll listen to the words of her song that was written 2,000 years ago. These are the words from Luke chapter 1. Oh, actually, I'll pop that up if that's all right. Mary hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea. She went into Zechariah's home where she greeted her cousin Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, her baby moved within her. The Holy Spirit came upon Elizabeth. Then in a loud voice, she said to Mary, God has blessed you more than any other woman. God has also blessed the child you will have. Why should the mother of my Lord come to me? As soon as I heard your greeting, my baby leaped for joy within me. The Lord has blessed you because you believed that he will keep his promise. And then Mary sang the song.
My soul proclaims.
It's not as catchy or cool a song, perhaps. But in this song, Mary, who is pregnant with Jesus, finds true joy in living out God's ways. She embraces her purpose as a kingdom of God builder in whatever comes her way. Mary notices her joy. Mary shares this joy, giving God praise. And so this Advent, may we know our purpose in the everyday activities that we do. And may we take notice of when we feel joy in this everydayness. And may we turn that noticing of joy into praise of God in those moments. Amen.